If we were some of the people in that room back at the time of Jesus, would you be afraid? Or would you be celebrating with joy? What we know now is 2,000 some years after his resurrection. But here were the disciples. They watched him carry the cross. They watched him being nailed to the cross. They watched him die on the cross. And yet, this day, he was standing in front of them, flesh and bones. Would you be afraid? I think we would, until he finally opened our minds and allowed us to touch the nail prints in his hands. But here we are. We don't have to seem. We've heard what has been taught about him in the scriptures. The apostles did go forth and teach the law of Moses, the Psalms, and everything that was taught about Jesus in the New Testament. And we are called to do the same. There was a religious sister who happened to be a nun, or a nurse, rather. She was in India. She was working in one of the poorest hospitals in India. One day, she was standing outside the room of this one man who was suffering from a severe case of tuberculosis. He said, "Come here to my bedside." So she went into his room and stood at his bed. And he said, "White woman, do you have a mother?" She said, "Yes, I do. She's in good health, thank God." "Do you have sisters?" "Yes, I do. I have four, but one of them has recently died." "Do you have brothers?" "Yes, I do. I've got four." He said, "Do you have friends and neighbors that love you, that celebrate with you at times?" And she said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Then why are you here suffering with us when you could be living in your own country, living a life of good, not having to worry about anything, because you've got a mother, you've got sisters and brothers and friends that love you, and you're here serving for us, suffering with us?" He said, "Who invited you?" A lot of us could probably guess, but you'd be wrong. She kissed him on the forehead, and as she was leaving his room, she said, "I'll be back later and tell you who invited me." I bet every one of you is thinking Mother Teresa. No, she wasn't the one that invited her. Jesus Christ did. He's invited you here this morning, right? To come here and celebrate this third Sunday of Easter with joy. Because he died for us. He ransomed us. He paid the price for all of our sins. And he knew all of our sins from the time we were knitted in our mother's womb until the day we die. He knows everything that we will do. And yet, he gave himself totally for each and every one of us. And so we come here and celebrate. We come here and share his body and blood here in just a little bit. But with that, he is sending you too. Because by your baptism and confirmation, you're to go forth and teach all nations just as the apostles did. You don't have to go and preach. You can do it in many other ways. The example that you and your spouses live by, you are setting an example for others to look at and follow. By doing charitable works, you are doing what Christ has called you to bring joy and life to those around you. Suppose you have a neighbor that just moved in, taking a plate of cookies or even a pie is a charitable work, and it's a way of instructing. You're showing the love of Christ, and it's that same love that he gave to us, but there's a couple other conditions. One of them is to say, I love you, I forgive you, and welcome to my community. Whether it's a stranger coming to the door asking for food, whether you need to take some clothes to Emmaus House or wherever and donate them for others to wear. These are all acts of inviting and bringing people together, just as you have been invited here this morning. We're all called to love, to forgive, and to welcome. And the hardest one is to say, I'm sorry. And the easiest one to say is, I love you. And Christ is saying this morning in this Eucharist, I forgive you, I love you, and you are welcome.